Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Alex Munoz, your host, and this is Cringer Binge, a podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about the new show Ratched that just premiered on Netflix not too long ago. Ratched is a great one to start out with because now that it's October, it's definitely more of a Halloween fall time, and this thriller series definitely gives off some good Halloween vibes for sure. So just really quick here, a little bit about the show. So, Ratched is about this nurse named Mildred Ratched, and it's 1947. Mildred arrives in Northern California looking for work at this psychiatric hospital called Lucia. And here at this hospital, they are working on new and disturbing experiments on the patients there. And Mildred presents herself as the perfect image of a nurse. You know, she could do no wrong. She is calls herself often an angel of mercy. But even with her very stylish image and the way she composes herself, there is a growing darkness that's lying beneath the surface that's been there for some time. And to quote the creator of the show, this really does show that true monsters are made, not born. In the show, you definitely get to see why she is the way she is, and basically is, like he said, a making of a monster. Before we dive into more about Ratched, I want to go over a little bit of a backstory about the character of Mildred Ratched. So, for those of you that don't know, the character Ratched was originally from this book called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and is a 1962 novel that was written by Ken Kesey. And then in 1975, it was turned into a movie starring Jack Nicholson. I have both read and seen the film. I feel like... that both are important. While the movie is still good, I do think it is important to read the book because while the movie is good, you don't really get as much of a sense of what Ratched's character is like and how mean she is unless you read the book. But what One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is about is this guy named McMurphy, or goes by Mac a lot, and that's who Jack Nicholson plays in the movie. He gets transferred for evaluation from a prison farm to a mental institution, and he basically assumes that it's going to be much less restrictive environment, but the main nurse, Ratched, runs a psychiatric ward very firmly, and she keeps her patients under control through abuse, medication, electric shock therapy, and lobotomies. She basically has all of the patients living in fear of her the whole time. And as this guy is here, you know, he's trying to help these patients, like, make them feel like normal people again, and not treat them any differently. And you can tell they really appreciate that too, and they almost forgot what it was like to truly live until he got there. But the more he does things like this, the more he's pushing and pushing on Ratched's boundaries, and basically the patients end up taking a lot of the they basically end up receiving a lot of the anger that is really for Mac and not for them. But I would not, you do not need to watch this movie or read the book before you watch the show Ratched. You will still understand everything that's happening. However, I do think it is a pretty good idea if you want to, you know, get a good sense of what Nurse Ratched becomes, because Ratched is basically the show. It's basically her origin story. But that movie is also on Netflix. Again, it's called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I definitely recommend it. It is number 33 on the 100 Years, 100 Movies list, and it's definitely considered to be one of the greatest films of all time. And some other people in it that you will recognize are Danny DeVito and Christopher Lloyd. Both are very young, so you may not realize it's them at first, but they're in there. And this show, while it is a drama and it is serious, they do a good job at putting some good funny moments in there as well. When I was watching it, my husband was watching it with me, and I could, you know, I knew it wasn't really going to be something quite his style, or I didn't think it was going to keep his interest, but luckily a lot of the little jokes and funny parts happening, and it definitely seemed to at least keep him entertained. So that's good. But yeah, like I said, in the movie, you don't really get the sense of how evil Nurse Ratched is, I feel like, or what she has become. That's definitely something I took from the book, was just how much of an evil and conniving person that she is. But also, in the show, you do get to see some more of that as well. So the show Ratched was created by Ryan Murphy, and for those of you that don't know, he's the same person that's also the creator of American Horror Story and American Crime Story, and I'm sure more of you are aware of American Horror Story. It's personally one of my favorite shows. He is an amazing creator, director, everything he's done is amazing. Even on the seasons of American Horror Story that I'm disappointed in, I'm still not that upset, because they're still good, just not as good as the other ones. But Sarah Paulson is the lead in this show. She plays Nurse Ratched, which if you watch American Horror Story or even American Crime Story, you'll definitely recognize her. She's almost always in Ryan Murphy's creations. And as well as Finn Wittrock, he plays a crazy serial killer in this one, and he is almost always playing a serial killer in Ryan Murphy's shows. They're both very good at what they do. They're absolutely amazing. I am never disappointed when I see them acting, and especially if you've seen Sarah Paulson, and she has played almost any part, whether it's evil, good, in between, or crazy. You know, she can play literally anything. She's an amazing actress, and I definitely recommend, if you haven't seen her in her other work, that you should do so. My overall thoughts on Ratched is that it is a wonderful story. I mean, but you really do see that she really was made this way because of just a really messed up childhood and all these different things that she endured. And honestly, I'm surprised she's not worse at this point in the show anyways. Because after you find out all the backstory with that, it is just insane. You know, no one should have ever had to deal with that. And, you know, and it's just interesting, too, to see that with her and her brother in the show, like, her brother goes way crazier than she does, but she still goes pretty crazy, you know? It's just interesting because while they endured a lot of the same stuff, they both took some different directions in their life with it. One of my first thoughts when I was watching this show was that there is absolutely beautiful scenery. At first, before I realized they were in Northern California, I really thought it was Oregon. While yes, they're close, you know, it was beautiful. You could tell it was fall time there. All the fall colors with like the very blue ocean on the coast was absolutely gorgeous the way it was shot. And even throughout the whole series, like the colors, you know, it's the 40s. They've got some really ugly colors going on. I know they've got some, these really like the blues and pinks, like the shades they have going on, you know, are just very ugly. But even the way it was shot, they just still, they make them look ugly, but not like disgusting, you know, like they did a very good job, I feel, of portraying the scenery. And some thoughts that I had on Ratched as her character in here was that, so for one, somehow she always ends up catching people in the middle of sex. Like, this happens like 2 or 3 times in the series, and I'm just like, geez, okay, like, how do you know? Like, are you snooping for this? Like, are you secretly trying to find this, you know? Like, it's just interesting how she keeps finding these. She also loves lobotomies, which makes sense if you watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because she uses lobotomies there, and now you find that's where her love of them came from. You know, she watches this doctor perform it, and it's something that isn't very mainstream yet. He's trying to make it so, and she's absolutely just in love with it. And it was a little funny, honestly, when I was watching it, when how excited she got, and then there was other people like throwing up during this procedure, which I would be probably one of the ones throwing up. Like, if you're one that's not, doesn't like gore, you probably will look away a few times during this show. I'm not a big fan of gory stuff, but there are some moments in it. It's not all gore, but, you know, when those things did come up, I just had to look away quick. So just be aware of that. It's funny, while she does love lobotomies, but she does not like the scalding hot baths. You know, those are the baths where they have hot water that they turn it up to like 117 degrees, and then and when you're in there, you know, they shut the lids on top of you and lock you in there, so only your head is sticking above the bathtub. And then after you're in there, they put you into an ice cold bath for 5 minutes, because that's great for the immune system, totally. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny to me that she loved the lobotomy, but she seemed, when she saw the scalding hot bath treatment, she seemed very disturbed, and so much to the point to where she promised this one woman that she'll never have to go through with that treatment again. And then her and another worker there, they start meddling with it to make it so no one has to undergo that treatment again. It was just very surprising too, you know. I'm just like, okay, so I just wonder, I'm like, in her eyes, like, what's like the criteria for what things are okay and what things aren't okay, you know? Just because to me, I'm like, okay, like, and you know, it just doesn't make sense in my opinion, but hey, whatever. I mean, she's crazy. Not really supposed to make sense, I guess. Another great thing about the show is that her character is very good at meddling in things and just bullshitting her way through a lot of things. I mean, that's basically how she gets the job working at this hospital, is she pretends she had an interview set up, and she just talks her way so well through it that the leader of the hospital is just like, oh, okay, you know. And then she just leaves a really good first impression, and you know, then she gets herself right in there as fast as she can. I mean, while it is kind of scary, it is just like amazing from my perspective of just watching it in a show, you know. She's just very good at it. Something else with her too is she's very into these very strange sex scenarios. There's a point where she has this lover, or she's trying to anyways, and when they try to sleep together, she's like, I want to create this scenario. And he's like, okay, what's a scenario? And then she tells him all of the scenarios and everything, and he is just so like disturbed by her scenario that he's just like, I can't do this, and he like pulls up his pants and leaves. I'm like, damn, that's how you know like you have issues, like when your sex scenario is too wild and someone just leaves. Like, especially like with this guy, he just seemed like he'd be like a very like like, dirty guy, you know, and just, like, into a lot of stuff, but the fact that, like, he's like, no, that's weird, I'm not doing that, that definitely made me laugh and cringe a lot. Aside from that, though, she does have very good comebacks, you know. In the very beginning of the show, there's this gas station attendant who was talking to her about stuff, and then he had said something she didn't really care for, and then all of a sudden she just, like, looks at him and says, your fingernails are filthy, you should bathe, or no, she said, you should bathe more often, your fingernails are filthy, and then she, like, drove off, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that is so good, because he was just, like, didn't know what to do, and I'm just like, oh, amazing. Another great thing about the show is there is a lot of lesbian representation, where I know that's not as much of an issue these days, but sometimes it is, you know, and especially for a show that's being, you know, held in where it's set in the 1940s, you know, it was very, could be a very dangerous thing to be gay back then. And I do think the show did a very good job at showing what lesbians and even, like, gays had to endure back then. You know, it's very scary, you know, some of them seek mental health treatment because of their affliction, as they say. Some, they show an example in the show, too, where this gay man and this lesbian woman are married, and they have their little side affairs, and they just don't ask questions, and it's a happy arrangement, basically. And, you know, this just has me wonder how many people, you know, had to live like that. I mean, that's just such a terrible way to live. And I know it's still very difficult now, these days, but much easier than back then. But it does a really great job with a lot of good lesbian representation in the show, which was absolutely wonderful. Basically, the whole first season, it was basically just about Ratched trying to stop her brother from getting the electric chair. You know, he's sent to the mental institution she gets the job at, and he's there to be evaluated of whether or not he's deemed fit to stand trial and most likely get the electric chair, or if, you know, he's mentally insane and needs to stay there, kind of a thing, you know. And it's whole battle, because of course all the staff want to rehabilitate him, make him better, you know. But then the governor of California really, it's time for his re-election coming up, and everyone hates this guy, so it would look great if he could, you know, get this guy to go in the electric chair. And so there's this whole battle, basically back and forth, trying to get that stuff done while Ratched is on the inside, kind of like meddling, you know. And I have to say, my favorite character in the show by far is this lady that owns the motel. Her name is Louise, and she's so funny. Like, she's so weird, so quirky. I mean, like, I swear, like, anytime anyone in her motel is, like, having sex, she's, like, standing right outside their door and is, like, there when they're done, and, like, just, like, I know what you guys were doing, kind of a thing. And she's just very interesting and very funny. And I feel like, even though it's the 40s, her wardrobe definitely says, like, 20s, like, doesn't want to let go of the 20s kind of a thing. But she's definitely interesting, but my favorite character by far in there, other than Ratched, of course. Ratched just is great in a different way completely. There's a line at the end of a show that a character says, where she says, it's a nurse that says, doctors, who needs them? And it really resonated with me, actually, because, you know, while doctors get a lot of, like, the credit, you know, and a lot of, like, the glory, nurses do a lot more than I think we all realize. They really, I think they should be held at a much higher, they should be just recognized better than they are, you know. And people are like, oh, nurses, like, that's, like, boring, but, like, no, they do a lot of work, and they help doctors a lot. And so I just thought that was so funny. I'm like, wow, even back then, like, I just love how they're showing these women being so, just so empowered and independent, and it was just great. And this movie, or this show, is definitely great for definitely women independency, and I definitely would say that this show was worth the binge. And there are some cringy parts, but hey, I mean, each show has like the cringy parts, but that's what makes them great, you know. Overall, the whole show is definitely worth binging. You know, I watched it in about 2 days, but it could be done in 1 day. I only didn't get it done in 1 day because I was kind of busy the first day I started watching it. But honestly, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go check it out. You know, I didn't want to give too much of it away because I absolutely loved it, and I want you guys to be able to see all the plot twists in it yourself. If you have any maybe like questions, or you just want to talk to me more about any of these my thoughts and anything like that, or if you want to talk about a specific thing that happened that I didn't go over, definitely feel free to reach out to me. I'll be putting my Instagram username, Twitter, and all that stuff in the description, so feel free to follow me, like my stuff, interact with me on there. I've decided, I think, for this show, I'm going to be going with, like, new shows that come out, you know. I'm not going to go back and, like, review all 15 seasons of Supernatural for you guys or anything. I mean, at that point, there's so many seasons. I think you can go decide for yourself if that's something you want to get far into. But yeah, I'm going to definitely focus on a lot of, like, the Netflix and Hulu shows that come out that are new. And next week, we're going to be talking about the show called Teenage Bounty Hunters that's on Netflix. So go ahead and stay tuned for that. And thank you so much, guys, for listening to my thoughts and ramblings of Ratched. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Feel free to give me any feedback or anything. And yeah, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time.